not much initial about this. These have been concerns that I've had for several months and years about really needing to not take for granted our relationship and partnership with Monumental Sports. They are a huge pillar of downtown D.C. It is so important for D.C. residents, sports fans, and the entire economy of downtown and the District of Columbia to have Capital One Arena downtown. And so this is a relationship that is very important. I have been working with Monumental Sports in the arena for several years and months on ensuring that the district can be the best partner possible. And we put forward a plan and an offer yesterday with unanimous support of all 13 council members and Mayor Bowser, which is the culmination of weeks and months of conversations with all of them to make sure that everybody's on the same page in the District of Columbia that we cannot afford to lose these teams.
But when were you aware that something this far along was in the works to move to Virginia? It almost seems like the D.C. government was surprised that this would happen. Wouldn't this offer have been on the table weeks ago?
Well, I think I started to worry more earnestly this summer when Ted Leonsis announced publicly that there were conversations going on with Virginia, that Virginia was courting them, and thought then and continue to think that it was very important that we worked earnestly throughout the fall on putting forward a real offer, an offer that was on the table, not just theoretical. And that's part of what last night's announcement was about, was saying there are conversations for them to go to Virginia. There are things that Virginia is offering that we can't offer, like 70 acres of land, like $2 billion of cash, like building an arena from scratch. Those are not things that the District of Columbia can offer. What we can offer is a sure plan that we are going to get past and have a plan to move forward on as soon as possible.
It almost seems like you were blindsided. Is that a fair assessment to make by this, considering the fact that was there a breakdown of communication if you're just coming up with the money part last night and we've already got movement yesterday saying this is almost a done deal for Virginia?
I think it is definitely a disappointing announcement that came this morning. I still think that we have to move forward in passing this package, because we don't know what's going to happen with Virginia. They have a Republican governor, a Democratic House of Delegates. We are in a very strong financial position in the district. The CFO refinanced just last month, which put us in a position to borrow additional funds, which allow us to offer concretely this $500 million plan. So it is certainly disheartening how far along that they have gotten with Virginia, but these are conversations that have been in the works for months.
If this does happen and the teams do move into Virginia, you're losing at least 80-plus dates a year that the Wizards and Caps would be at Capital One Arena. Now, Monumental Sports says, you know, we're going to fill it in with concert dates and the such, but it doesn't seem like that would add up. What's your concern about the economic impact to your neighborhood?
Cannot be overstated how important Capital One Arena is to downtown, to our transit ridership of people going to events over 200 days a year, the effects on our business community surrounding the arena and local restaurants and stores. And so we are going to have a very urgent and difficult conversation in the city about reimagining what downtown looks like. Luckily, those conversations have been going on for several years following the pandemic. There is a Downtown Action Steering Committee that's been meeting every month. And one of the things that we'll be thinking about is how we can drive additional foot traffic downtown to the location of the arena in a way that is not just going to support downtown and our Chinatown neighborhoods, but that's going to provide a similar type of economic boon to support the entire district budget, which right now is so supported by the generated activity around the arena.